This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Britain's Prime Minister Gordon Brown seems to have survived an attempt to unseat him. He was in trouble after a dozen members of his government had to resign. And officials said the Prime Minister could not lead the ruling Labour Party to victory in the next general election. Then, last night, Brown held a private meeting with hundreds of Labour Party lawmakers. NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
It can't have escaped Gordon Brown's notice that the room in which he met the parliamentary Labour Party members last night was Committee Room 14 at the House of Commons. That's the same room in which Conservative MPs assembled to topple Margaret Thatcher nearly 20 years ago. The meeting came after another very bad day for his ruling Labour Party. Labour suffered its worst electoral results in 100 years in local and European elections. Though the parliamentary meeting was not open to journalists, cheers could be heard from the chamber when Brown walked in. And party members emerging afterwards said Brown had made the speech of his life, promising to change his often criticised leadership style and to listen more to the rank and file. But not everyone was convinced. MP Tom Harris resigned from his role as junior transport minister before the meeting.
My view is that the British public have already made their minds up about Gordon Brown, and I don't think they're going to change it between now and the general election. I told the Prime Minister that. I don't see how Gordon can actually draw a line under this without having some kind of election to reassert his own authority, and I don't see that happening.
But as it turned out, not that many seemed to agree with Harris. One minister said there was a massive show of unity at the meeting, perhaps because Labour Party MPs realised that changing leader and thus Prime Minister would increase pressure to call an immediate national election, in which many of them would lose their seats. Foreign Secretary David Miliband.
The Parliamentary Labour Party has reached a settled view about the leadership. The Labour Party does not want a new leader. There is no vacancy. There is no challenger. The leading candidate, Alan Johnson, has said that he is backing the Prime Minister to the hilt. So that is that.
Gordon Brown holds his first cabinet meeting today since the attempted coup began at the end of last week. The plotters drew their swords, expecting others immediately to join in, but they didn't. And Gordon Brown appears to have survived for now. Analysts say that makes it much more likely that, for better or worse, it will be Brown who leads the party into the next general election, which is due by June next year. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.